News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So we're back now at 3:26 p.m. Went a little bit long with my brother Jeff Poor, so we'll have a shorter segment here. But I do have a caller on line three, so let me just grab that real quick. Kevin from Hartsel. Hey, Kevin, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing all right.
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, I know yesterday and today you were talking about mental health and everything about the shooter and all that. This nation does have a problem with offering help with people that have mental health issues. Because, and the reason I say that is because I know from experience, because a wreck I was in, it was a homicidal wreck. And it kind of ties in with the shooter thing, because the wreck, an 8-year-old kid was affected by it, and okay, he lost his life. And, you know, I'm not trying to take any attention away from the shooting incident by any means, but there has been no help offered for people, especially me, by what? Any of the I guess insurance companies or anything like that. And insurance companies really don't, you know, value life, I don't think.
Well, and so, Kevin, so first of all, I mean, if you need help, there are actually ways you can do that. And I don't know your status, and it's probably more than we can do, you know, on the air. But but whether it be an insurance company or whether it just be a community center, or for that matter, whether it be a church, I mean, there's means by which you can have somebody to talk to and work through issues that don't necessarily have to involve you getting satisfaction from an insurance company. Because, you know, truthfully, insurance is something you hate to have to use, but then again, they don't make their money by giving it away. And so sometimes they find ways not to give it away, if you know what I mean. But that being said, the idea that there's no other resource out there, I just want to tell you there is. Are you, and can I ask you this without having to give me too many details about your life? We're up against a break too, by the way, so I hate to lose you, but if you're a veteran, you have resources. If you're below a certain income level, you have resources. But then if you're just anybody on the street, there's still resources. And if you want to hang on during the break and give Copper your number, I'll be glad to help you track down some resources.
All right, I can do that.
All right. Kevin, you hang on during the break. Copper, I want you to get Kevin's contact information for me, and we'll see what's in his area, because that's just the right thing to do. All right, folks, listen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, short segment there, but we'll be right back with more on Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm going to go to the phones right now. I appreciate line four, Sparky from Harvest. Hey, Sparky, thanks for hanging on during the break, man. How are you doing?
I'm real good. Hey, Phil, God bless you and for hanging on to that last caller, Kevin, and looking after him and looking into resources for him. That's just exceptional, and it speaks to what a good man you are.
Well, it ain't nothing, but thank you for that. I appreciate it. What else you got, man?
To the topic of the shooting, you know better than me. Politicians want an easy answer. They want a pandering answer that's going to help them in the next election. And gun control always seems to be the go-to mantra to the far left. But the reality is we don't have a gun problem in the United States. We have a societal problem. We have a cultural problem of single parenting households, absent parents, egregious over medication, and I mean prescription over medication of our young people. And when people get unhinged and lonely and scared and absolutely insane and go shoot up things, the answer is not a quick and easy law to restrict free people's gun rights. It is to stand back and look at where we are as a society and how we can slowly evolve back to where we need to be as a society, to where we have less insane people running around over-medicated and out of control.
No, totally. And I agree with you completely. And I don't know if you heard my monologue earlier at the beginning of the show, but I also believe that part of that is that we've got to make sure that there is a value placed on life, because the vast majority of citizens in this culture that we live in believe in the sanctity of life, but there is that squeaky wheel that gets desensitized to the taking of it. And we've got to do more to put them either in their place or get them the help they need and prevent it from happening.
Well, and, I hate to overgeneralize, because a lot of adults I know love video games, but I'll tell you what, when over-medicated youths are addicted to violent gun shooting-involved video games, you see where a lot of this can happen and where it can come from. And back to the absentee parents, when kids spend hours and hours blasting away on video games, killing people and things and zombies, it's not healthy.
Well, I tend to agree. But Sparky, thanks for hanging on during the break, man. Great call, as always. Appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
All right, take care. All right, listen, that's quality stuff, and it's true. And by the way, this show exists to do four things: to educate, to enlighten, to empower, and to entertain you every single day. And it's largely about conservative issues, but it's also about life. I mean, I'm a firm believer that life's worth living. Life is worth living. Have I had hard knocks in my life? Lord, yes. Have I had times that felt like they were weighing me down? Yes. But I'm going to be honest with you, faith and family have stood me well in every single circumstance. And folks, it's just, listen, there is always an alternative. There is always a solution. And even when it doesn't feel like it, the fact is it's there. So I just throw that out there as a source of brief encouragement. So I got to step aside from that message of encouragement, though, to talk about President Biden. Oh, wow. I just switched gears. So President Biden just gave a speech in the wake of yesterday when police responded in record time to the school and prevented further loss of life, engaged the suspect. Two police officers were shot in the process. They made forced entry into the school, into the classroom, and then took out the shooter. The president just gave a speech about police reform. Apparently, he cannot read the room. I'm not able to hear the speech because I'm on the air, but I've got the big screen on, and I'm watching the subtitles. And right now, he's signing something. Who knows? He's surrounded by the most liberal of the Democrats. He's got his Attorney General Merrick Garland. Oh, he's signing an executive order on police reform. What in God's name can he do on executive orders? His executive orders. Oh, look, Sheila Jackson Lee is standing next to him. Wonderful. There's Kamala Harris, the absentee vice president. Look, the little troll from New York. I've forgotten his name now. Who looks like the troll banker from one of the Harry Potter movies. That's just. Oh, good. Al Sharpton just walked up on stage. This is a farce. This is awful. All right, listen. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna mix up my timing here a little bit. We got Copper's Corner, and I pushed Copper's Corner back a few minutes. Thank you, Copper. And we're going to take Sparky's phone call. We're going to go ahead and take a break now so that we can come back from that and have time to do Copper's Corner, because that is on the schedule and that is enjoyable. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming right back after this with Copper's Corner.